This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're listening to Lather Talk with your hosts, John Shea and Gerard Gustilo.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to another episode of Lather Talk. And can you believe this is our 64th episode, Gerard?
Yeah, 64. Five more before it gets real nice.
That's right. Yeah, we last left off in May. Listeners, I didn't do the proper podcast protocol and kind of giving heads up and more warning that kind of like we're going on break. I alluded to it, but you know, it kind of happened. And just at the point where our episode topic was when the thrill of the hobby is gone. As you can see, with me as always is my handsome co-host Gerard. Hey Gerard Chase. Hey Gerard.
What's up, everyone? Good to see you, John.
There he is. It's good to see you. And it's been a while since me and Gerard talked too. So you'll hear, we're catching up with you, the listeners. We're catching up with one another. We're kind of just getting back into some of the things, you know, shaking off some of that, what do you call it? I was going to say ring rust. That's a wrestling term.
I mean, it is, but it's like ring
podcaster?
Rust.
Podcaster rust?
What's a good synonym that starts with R? Radio rust.
I like it. That's where Gerard's here because he's
the broadcasting blues.
Broadcasting. Yeah. Well, all that being said, it's so good to be here with you, Gerard, to record and to get things back rolling again. So before we move forward, I just want to say thank you so much, first off, to our patrons for being a part of the Patreon, helping test out services. We've been using StreamYard and having a great time with it. And there's other kind of, you know, monthly, like the bills and whatnot. And we really appreciate you guys. For all the viewers and listeners, just for your support in just, you know, watching or listening to the episode. As always, we always want to hear from you guys. So anytime, you know, feel free to leave a comment in the comment section, or if you want to do old-fashioned email, you can always email me, latherhog@gmail.com, with anything related to the podcast, questions, comments, suggestions. We welcome them. So with that out of the way, we just also realized before recording that come November, we're going to have been doing this 4 years, Gerard. It doesn't feel like 4 years, but...
I mean...
It doesn't, right?
The past 3 years haven't really felt like 3 years. It just felt this like mishmash of stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's been really crazy.
Yeah, just concept of perception of time. Yeah. Pandemic and post-pandemic and all that. It's one big blur. But, you know, I think a lot of things have happened life-wise since we last recorded. It's been... Three months since we last recorded, and I know Gerard, I don't know if you want to start because there's some big things. Gerard just celebrated his 40th birthday, guys. So happy belated birthday, Gerard!
Thank you very much.
Yeah, the big 4-0. Yeah, well done.
Yes,
you made it.
I made it.
You made it.
If it was the year 66, I'd be reaching the end of life expectancy.
Oh God. Anything you want to share, like how you celebrated the big 4-0?
I mean, I've never been a party guy, so it was really nice. Took the day off work, went to like a day spa. Well, like they do like a head spa. Ooh. So like head massage, like, you know, like facial masks, stuff like that. A lot of very shave adjacent things, like aromatherapy, and very, very nice. And so
nice.
Yeah, it was very nice. Had a good lunch, little, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, it's honestly, it's nothing crazy. It's nothing big. You know, you just want to have a quiet day, like you enjoy your quiet days and stuff like that. So it was a good one.
That's great. When you went to the spa, was it just you or you and the missus?
Myself and my wife.
Very good. Very good. And then your son, your
parents? He was being babysat. So sorry, kiddo.
One day, maybe he wants to join dad or mom and dad at the spa. But no, that's great to hear. Kind of some quiet, like, treat yourself kind of.
Very much so. Very much so.
That's great. Yeah, awesome. Okay, so 40 has come and gone. And so wish you the best in this coming year and, you know, good health and to you and your family. And then other things going on? Anything?
Yeah. Yeah. So over the summer, semi-recently, we found out that we are expecting our second child into the family.
Very good. Oh, congratulations. So
one more in 2024.
It rhymes. That rhymed.
Very much so.
Congratulations. That's so exciting.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So yeah, I mean, it's just crazy to think, you know, like I said, like the past, you know, few years have been a blur. Like, we started this podcast and I didn't even have my one yet. And now here we are almost 4 years later, I'm going to have two.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just like, this podcast is older than my children, you know?
that is weird to think about.
But yeah, super excited, super stoked. The gray hairs, the white hairs are going to be a coming. I already know it. Yes. I'm gonna get on. I'll get Just for Men, Bosley, AARP.
Well, one thing that happened within weeks of our last episode was the Maggard meetup, and that was early June. I did do a YouTube video on it to kind of recap the whole thing. I can leave a link in the description if you guys want to find out more about that. The short version, though, was, you know, went out to Adrian, Michigan. Flew into Detroit, first time ever in that state. First time traveling alone in a long time. I don't travel for like work or anything like that. It's usually family trips. So it was a little surreal and obviously like a lot of freedom that it took a day or so to like realize, oh, I can do whatever I want. Like, I can stay out late.
I don't know if you want to do that in Detroit, but.
Well, maybe that.
No offense, Detroit.
That's okay. Well, either way, I met some awesome people at the meetup, both, you know, artisans, vendors, folks in the community. Our last guest, HD Shaves, got to have some great conversations with him and put a lot of, you know, faces with names or like online monikers, which is always weird because, like, I think you might chat with someone on like a forum like Reddit or something like that where you don't know their face, and it's like, oh, you're nothing like my mental picture. So that happened almost on, you know, with every I guess kind of people that we would both know. I was like, that's not what I expected, and that's not meant to be offensive in any way. It's like, oh man, like, oh, they're not as ugly, or they're uglier than I thought. That's not what I'm getting at.
I didn't realize you have three legs.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Oh,
you have 12 fingers and 14 toes.
Yeah. So it was fun. Yeah, when you gather a bunch of hobbies together and, you know, it's I think a lot of people were like wondering, like, oh, like, would you return and go again? And it's like, I think if, you know, if finances were in order, if I had the time to go, and there's no family obligations, I think it'd be fun to go again. And one little bonus too was the Razer company actually is not too far away too, and there's an unofficial little meetup there, so the party kept going beyond that. That became like a long weekend, and got to hang out with different groups of folks that I've known from kind of different parts of my wet shaving journey. So one more like more veterans, more seasoned wet shavers, and then a group was maybe like more on still had that newbie passion, maybe 1 or 2 years under their belt, and were still bright eyed, and that was very, very nice as well.
The innocence of youth.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not even like age, right? Like age, just like hobbyist age.
Yeah, you know, no, like the thrill.
The thrill. Yes. The thrill was not gone. Yes,
the thrill was present.
Yeah. Oh no, it was more than present. It was like thriving. So I think that was a positive effect. Oh, I have to say I met a handful of our of podcast listeners and viewers. Apologies if I don't name any names, but had some great conversations with folks that who listen to this. So if I saw you at Maggard's, I really enjoyed our conversations. I don't have any big like life stuff like you have.
I'm like, did you get trashed on Malort with everybody?
I tried Malort. It's fine. I didn't think it was that bad at all. Both me and Ben Esposito from House of Mammoth took it at the same time, and we're like, it's fine. I think Chris Cullen was of Katie's like, Bubbles, who kind of spearheads the Malort, was a little bummed it wasn't more of a reaction, but other people definitely, like, you know, they gave the full Malort face.
It wasn't experience. It, like, it was him, you know, Sean from Chatelon Lux, and Falzone.
Oh yes, I did. Yeah,
who? I think and Carnivus and Richardson,
right? From years ago.
Yeah, Chuck Falzone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was part of the that was, you know, where porch drinks, la boisson sur la poche.
That's good. Good accent.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Great time. You should. Oh, and you were requested to be there. So if we can swing it to go at the same time, to both go, that actually would up the game a bit, because we could do something dorky like record there. Or I mean, like it's different to like record.
I have just like terrible like ideas, just like going to Panda Express, you know, and just like having like a bad accent, like a bad accent,
just messing
around with them and stuff like that. I don't know, like I just
the possibilities are endless.
I just feel like when, and see, this is like my issue, like, right, like if I'm not able to be corralled, I just want to be mischievous. And it's okay when you're in like your early 20s. It's not like I'm not like malicious or anything. Yeah. But like being 40 and mischievous is just like really, really, really juvenile. And yet I still get a kick out of thinking about it.
If there was any place to do it, it could be at next year's Maggard meetup.
There we go.
So, yeah, message. So if you want Gerard to be there, be sure to message him and I don't know, guilt trip him or highly incentivize him going next time. How? I don't know. Bribery. Right?
I think the big thing was like, yeah, I think there's just like the general planning, you know, like with, like, you know, like I think was like still kind of like quick. I feel like it came up quick too and stuff like that. And like, so I just, yeah, didn't, yeah, and I didn't
perhaps like, 2-3 months,
and maybe. I think I just didn't end up making any plans and stuff like that. So, and by the time it was, I'm just like, yeah. So,
yeah. Well,
I think that
again, the you have a young child, and
the hype needs to start the day after the meetup.
Also in May, and this kind of this I think happened shortly after the recording. I'm very happy to share with you guys, and you might have heard this already. House of Mammoth Voices, the scent that we collaborated with Ben on, won the Golden Pear Award in the Artisan category of the Art and Olfaction Awards. So congrats, I'm not patting myself on the back, but congratulations to Ben. He's so deserving of that honor. And one really cool side effect is people who are into indie and niche perfuming have been checking it out, because I know Ben on his social media will share people kind of using the discovery set and hearing their feedback, like people who are very articulate and great at picking out notes, or just sharing what, you know, it's so subjective, right? Like kind of what they're getting out of the scent. Just as, you know, someone who helped kind of put that, at least provide feedback to make that happen, it's just really cool. I don't know. Have you seen any of those videos, Gerard, of just people talking about?
Yeah, noises? I saw quite a few. I saw quite a few of them, and it's pretty awesome. Very happy for Ben and for us, you know, as well. You know, Ben is the mad scientist in the laboratory, if you will.
Yeah.
But just, you know, being able to even have some, I believe, you know, we are put as creative input, right? You know, as far as it goes. And it was just a real pleasure to be able to put that together. And Voices is really, really good. You know, I think it deserves all the accolades that, you know, it gets. And, you know, just anything that can, you know, put the spotlight on the shaving hobby and for people to know that, hey, like, you know, we got some, you know, real artists in, you know, on this side of the spectrum, if you will. And I think that winning the Golden Pear will just maybe open up some more eyes to that.
Definitely. And so, you know, shout out to, again, a lot of people who kind of may have started in the wet shaving space and trying to cross over or just open up their audience. So, you know, Ben from House of Mammoth, Sean from Chatillon Luke's, for Will Carius of Barrister and Man with, I'm not sure exactly what's currently happening with
Bursus.
Dang it. Bursus, thank you. the name is escaping me. But you know, these are folks who obviously are very talented and have a passion for perfuming and fragrances. So if you haven't checked what they're offering or any of these that we mentioned, you know, please look into it. We highly recommend it.
If you're looking for a cool place to hang out with traditional shaving enthusiasts, come on down to the Lather Talk Discord. Share your shave of the days, mail calls, or talk about your favorite hardware or software, and just about everything in between. Once again, that's Lather Talk Discord. Check out the link below.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Like I said, we're inching towards, you know, our quote unquote 4-year anniversary. It's been a wild one to think about.
It is just the whole passage of time, man. Well, the good thing is I still feel young despite being in my early 40s as well. So
Asian don't raisin.
Yeah, trying to feel good, treat my body right, etc. Anyway, big question for this episode, guys. Where are you currently with the wet shaving hobby? And again, ties in with our last episode, when the thrill of the hobby is gone. Gerard, do you want to start kind of where you are, or would you like me to kick things off on that one?
No, I mean, I don't mind going on it.
Okay.
You know, I think with you that, you know, you've been, you know, good in releasing content semi-regularly, you know, even amidst our last chat.
Yeah.
You've posted more stuff then we've had discussions, right? Even if it's like a little live, even if it's
video here or there.
You know, like, so,
yes,
you know, it's not just like you posted one thing. No, you, there's been enough, you know, like more than enough stuff that's been going on. But I guess, you know, and I think I talked about it a little bit in the last episode, is that there's, I think this hobby definitely has just like, it comes, you know, the thrill, if you will, it comes in waves. And right now things are just kind of like calm. And so I'm still, I really haven't made any purchases, major purchases as of late. And I'm just really enjoying the stuff that I have. So, you know, I probably should go over, because I still have like, I have a good amount of soaps and aftershaves, you know, like, do I need to like maybe cut it in half and stuff like that?
Quick question. Yeah. Like, do you do anything like a monthly rotation? I know for a bit you're trying to like, you know, dig in with some of the soaps, like, or it's like a summer, anything that kind of pop up for you in the summer.
So even my shave, like my shaving, because I used to shave, like I've tried shaving every day. I don't really grow fast enough to make it, you know, like really necessary.
Yeah.
And then shaving every other day, you know, it's also not that bad, because like my work, I, you know, I'm a nurse, so I wear a mask, you know, all the time when I'm working. So it's not really, and it's not like I grow a beard. Like I do not, no one has ever seen me here with a beard. I've never seen me here with a beard. So,
likewise.
Yeah. So yeah. Like, so I find myself shaving like a couple times a week, if that, you know, and okay. So yeah. And just like, I feel like if I was shaving every day, like if I'm even just doing a one pass, you know, just to like use stuff, right? That would make it easier for me to have a routine of like using one soap a week or something like that, because I'm using it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, you know, and stuff like that. I'm only shaving twice.
Yeah.
Like I'm not even denting anything, you know, that I have. But yeah, and I think it's okay. You know, like I think when you know, like we all know it. We've all had, if you're listening to this, you've chased something, whether it's, you know, a soap and aftershave set, maybe it's a brush, maybe it's a razor, mm-hmm. you know, maybe like you're super crazy and like, you know, you're looking for a specific blade that's no longer in production, right? Like you're just looking for that one big thing, you know, that Moby Dick, the white whale,
or the carrot that's dangling.
Exactly. You know, well, the carrot is what keeps us in the hobby, right?
That's true. But you're thinking, yeah, like what's the,
you know, if I'm Captain Ahab, and what is the big thing, you
yeah
know? Like yeah. I feel like I'm there like with most of the things that I have, so that's, and now that I have it, the chase isn't there. So where am I finding the joy in it? I'm just finding the joy in just using it. You know?
For sure.
So yeah, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a $300 razor or a $30 razor, or shoot, you know, like travel wise, that's probably something we can talk about in the future. But like, you know, travel wise, I was taking it wasn't even a Yaki. It was what's that like really inexpensive Asian brand?
Bailey.
Bailey. Like Bailey? Like my travel razor was this Bailey twist open, you know, and I still got great shapes from that.
Nice.
So yeah, I like I said, I think it's perfectly normal, you know, for people to just have those things, and yeah. I do still find joy in shaving. Like I said, it feels like self-care, you know, like that 15, 20 minutes, you know, you have to yourself. It feels nice. It feels like you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
But what about you, John? Where are you currently with the wet shaving hobby?
I'm at an interesting place. I'll still like last purchase I made was I asked the viewers and I think the viewers and members of our Discord for recommendations, what they've been enjoying. So what I pick up, I picked up Gentleman's Nod, Juniper Reverie, and AA Shaving Gale from that. And those are things that are kind of on my radar too. So kind of when it overlaps, I'm like, okay, let's pull the trigger on that. I kind of wanted to, I haven't done it yet, but I was curious to find like, okay, people have been talking about Hags Out of Greece for a while now. It's like, okay, let's try some. And I kind of narrowed it down to 2 cents and had YouTube viewers vote on it. And it kind of wound up being 50-50. So thanks a lot, guys.
So what happened?
So I haven't made the purchase yet, but I'm just going to try both. That's right. That's how you do
that's
it.
That's right. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You don't coin flip. You don't do rock, paper, scissors.
No. Yeah. And those are typically cloned or inspired by scents. So, fairly safe to try. I can pick some, I could pick scents that I know are in my wheelhouse. So that's good. That's things like, I'm not chasing down like every, like, oh, what's the new hotness anymore. But that, if an artisan has stuck around for at least a year, more than a year, and people are still talking about it, I think, it's the content creator in me wants to at least give it a try, but not so much the hobbyist where, you know what I mean? Like the way that you mentioned like Ahab and the whale, it's like, that's not really how I'm operating. I know like, okay, it's a good experiment. I should like kind of check that off. I can make videos on it. So, I got a nice break. Speaking of videos, I did have a nice break. We travel a lot in July, so July just became a month off. Although people might have seen like either some posts or shorts or short videos or stuff like that, because I prepared them ahead of time, like did a little bit of planning, so it wasn't as long as a gap as one might think. And like you mentioned, Gerard, lives are still fun, having live interaction, and just I need to shave anyway, so why not? I just check in with folks, friends in the community, etc. So that's a lot of that has been like business as usual. Also, I do like I'm almost done with my kill soap, so that's nice. For I don't know, I don't think I'll get 2 kill soaps in 1 year, but that tub of like Declaration Grooming, but when it was known as L&L, Trismegistus, that thing is like the donut is getting bigger and bigger.
The Ring of Death.
The Ring of Death is, yeah. So
Xbox got, like, 360 shout out right there.
Oh God. Yeah, I don't miss that, those days. Yeah. So those are the ways I'm keeping engaged. And I did narrow to kind of like somewhat related, but it's like a handful of artisans have just emerged that I just really enjoyed. And also a lot of times I do have some sort of like relationship with them. Like they might send me previews of stuff. But I would go for their stuff anyway. It's always hard, but like trying to be fully transparent, this is stuff I would buy anyway. So offerings from like Ariana and Evans, Gentleman's Nod, knocking out, and House of Mammoth. So I keep going back to those three, and it's like, it's very clear. Probably if you look at my shave of the day photos, those three are well represented. And I think that's kind of, in slowing down, I was able to kind of like find that out / confirm that.
If someone can offer something that you can get excited about again and again and again, and you're enjoying, like supporting and everything like that, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I don't think we would tell anyone, like, if you're burnt out, from everything, if you're burnt out from the chase, like, don't continue. Take a break, step away, and because you're not doing yourself a favor, you're also not like doing anyone else a favor, because what's going to happen? You're just end up like complaining about this or that, or like finding something to discourage others. So enjoy it.
there's always comments on the episodes, and I welcome them both. You know, if they're critical or supportive, that's fine. For the When the Thrill of the Hobby is Gone, one viewer listener thought we were being very negative in that episode. And I didn't think I was, because I think it's a lot of it is just, first being honest and sharing my experience. Like, even someone who's like pumping out videos and stuff like that, it isn't always gung-ho about everything. Maybe that we covered stuff like recent artisan closings and stuff like that. I don't think Gerard and I are trying to be like predicting the death of wet shaving or anything like that. So I don't know.
I'll take this, you know, kind of like thing on, right? It's not going away. Like, look into these eyes. Wet shaving's not going away. All right. Like, yeah. If it was gonna go away, it would have died when all of these companies like were in, you know, in their beginning phases, right? Like, people are still discovering, you know, the products. People are still like, what is the wet shaving, you know, community? Like, what percentage are they in the pie of everything as a whole? Like, is it 5%? I want to say I'll look it up. I saw something about like the statistics about shaving in general, right? It was like 40% was cartridge, 30% or maybe more, like 50% cartridge, 30% disposable. It was like 10 or 12% was like straight razors. And then 3% was safety razors. Right. So if that's truly the case, right, and I think most of us, like I don't even know like the breakdown within the hobby itself of straight razors to safety razors. Okay. Does it include chevettes, right? Because tell you this, I doubt those numbers, because I don't know if people, you know, there's like three times as many people honing and, you know, stropping their razors, you know, like for their shaves. But we can't just be like on this dopamine high in this hobby all the time, you know. Yeah. That's I think where we were coming from, you know, when we say like, is the thrill is gone, right? Like, if you're into like anything, guess what, like, it's gonna dip. Like, you're going to have your dips anyway. And it's like that in life. You know, we're not, I'm pretty like, I don't know. I don't even know it, like what the perception of how people think I am is like in real life, but I'm pretty optimistic. I'm pretty, you know, like social, pretty talkative in real life, you know, like we've had these conversations as well, you know, in person. But if a person is just like high, you know, like on it and stuff like that, like they're going to crash. Like, you're going to crash. It's unsustainable, you know, to have that kind of just like enthusiasm all the time. Yeah. I do not think that the hobby is going away. Like, I really don't. Like, maybe, like we said, like some people have dipped in and out. I think that is just natural for this hobby, because if you're a small artisan, cool, but if you're not able to scale, you know, this as a legitimate business, yeah, it's going to be hard for you. It's definitely going to be hard. You know, the people that are around have been able to scale to a certain degree and release with, you know, some sort of uniformity and some, you know, to where they know that they can thrive in this. If anything, there is room for even more growth with this. I really do think that.
And when I went back to look at the comment I was thinking of, and it primarily was talking about like how we're dwelling, or how I was dwelling on negativity. And I don't think speaking my truth is dwelling on negativity, where I'm feeling like I'm not as excited about it, because I've never been about like, oh, well, I think I have joked around saying stop buying so many soaps. I mean, humor, everyone has different humor too, so maybe that wasn't taken as a, you know, that was taken as a shot from people buying stuff.
Don't tell me what to do, John.
Kind of. I mean, so I totally recognize that's a hot button thing where people don't want them to others telling them how to spend their money or finances, and I don't think that was not my intention. The thrill is not where it used to be for me. I think that's okay. You mentioned people sometimes dip out of the hobby and come back, because I've seen so many posts from either in like forums or Facebook groups where like, hey, you know, I've been out of the scene for like a year and a half, and there's all these things. So, tell me what soap should I try? We see it all the time.
I think I saw someone. It was maybe a couple months ago. I got out of the shaving, out of the hobby in like 2014. Right.
Whoa, wow.
2014, 2015. You know, I was just using whatever since, you know, I've just been using my razor and stuff since. But I haven't looked into new products. And I see that, I think it was like Sterling, Barrister and Man, we're still like running strong. Like, is there anyone else I should be checking out nowadays? And of course, like, people are just like, you know, like go for it, you know, because guess what? If you're discovering the hobby right now, you still have an overly excessive amount to choose from, right?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Like if you think that there's an issue, go check out John's video over at the Maggards Meetup and look at those shelves, look at those walls, and just like the amount of stuff out there. Guess what? Like you can get your heart's desire of stuff. All right. And
you want creams, you want hard soaps, you want soft soaps, you want European soaps, you want American soaps.
Do you want smoky? Do you want earthy? Do you want fruity?
Yeah.
Do you want
like essential floral? Oil only, right? Cologne dupes, plenty of those.
Do you want vegan? Do you want tallow? Do you want,
glycerin?
Do you want halal soaps? You know, like you know,
is that a thing? I assume that's a thing.
I believe it's just like, you know, officially, right? Like it should, just no pork, right? Or
okay, that's like, the main. That would be the main. Sorry, didn't mean to derail your point.
I don't know. You know, like
keep going.
Like
keep going.
There's something for you. Like nothing has gone away that, you know, like, yes, maybe a scent has, you know, has dipped out, but it's not like there is nothing there within orbit of what you're looking for anyway. I just think that if anything, I really do think that like the door is wide open for the hobby to experience another, you know, boom. Like, and I think that's what it was, you know, maybe back in 2017 to 2019, 2020. 2020 was pretty wild, you know, and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes. Yes. Like,
so
pandemic time spending and like it was, it was nuts.
So in that window is fine. Now we have a lull. Guess what? It's gonna happen again. Look at the companies from 100 years ago that are not around anymore. You know, I think of companies like Star Razors. What is that one? Like the Valet Auto Strop.
Yeah.
Right. Is it Rolls Razor? Rolls Razor is one, like a vintage, you know, vintage company.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, you think of all these companies that aren't here anymore. And, you know, if you ask back then, oh, that means, you know, like the industry is going to go to crap, right? You know, the fact that it was just Gillette and then Schick, and stuff like that with, and guess what? It's still the same. You know, Gillette still has what, like 80% market share.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like Schick has like, you know, a small amount, and then like the crumbs are left for us, and people are still thriving. People are still creating. People are still discovering stuff in here. So
yeah,
the future is only bright.
And there are companies, you know, in the past, you know, let's say like 5-10 years too, have tried to either disrupt or kind of get their foot in the door. I'm thinking Harry's is now very prominent. It's in every time I go into Target, it's there. You mentioned Dollar Shave Club. They're still around, correct? I feel like I see ads.
Yeah, no, Dollar Shave around is right. Dollar Shave Club is still around.
Yeah,
so I remember. I'll give you something that I remember seeing. Cremo, is it Cremo?
Yeah.
Cremo, right?
Cremo, yeah. Either way, yeah.
So I remember with Cremo, like it was very, very small, like incredibly small. And I remember it was a few years ago. It's not even listed anymore. It was when, you know, still regularly doing the West Coast shaving, you know, daily shave videos, and I did a video on Cremo, right?
Yeah,
and it was the number one video on that channel, number one viewed video, because people were discovering it. People wanted to know, like, is this stuff any good? Like, how does it look like in shaves and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not like saying anything out of the ordinary, but, you know, for a while, West Coast Shaving had it in stock and then they stopped carrying it. Mm. And you'd think, why? Well, you know, Cremo had basically blown up so quickly that they basically said, we're taking nothing less than 10,000 units in an order.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me this a while back.
Yeah.
Dang.
And so because now guess what? They have their cologne aftershave, you know, like style things.
Oh, that's right. Body wash. And
you can see them at Target.
It's a great scent too. I will say
you can see them at Target. You can see them at Walmart. And they've just, you know, like we talk about like us, you know, or and obviously all of these brands, but I don't know. I feel like maybe this for just the future, maybe, you know, like manifest, you know, your future. Right. But we should probably reach out to them, you know, because I think they would be really good just to chat with, you know, because there was them that had a cream based product, right? That was supposed like a shave concentrate that is brushless, that you just kind of put on, you put a little bit of water to activate and make it slick. It was them. And I think it was Pacific Shaving Company that also had a similar product, like a similar, like in a tube, it was like squeezed good and you just kind of rubbed it on your face and it was perfectly usable too. And, but Cremo just penetrated everything, you know? And so, I don't like, you know, again, this is just, I feel like I heard this passively, you know, like, and everything with the whole West Coast shaving thing. But, if, you know, any vendors, you know, specifically are out there listening to this, you know, let me know, like, do you carry Cremo? And if so, like, you know, is it true? Is it something like where they're asking for like a 10,000 unit minimum order and stuff like that, which would be crazy, which would be, you know, it's just wild. So I know it exists. I know that if you know, they can, you know, make headway, guess what? Like there's room for others.
I think you gave us some great material that we could maybe revisit in the future.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the future, even though that's, we'll put a pin in the topic for today, but I know people are always asking, hey, who do you have lined up coming up? And I can tease a few if you made it this far into the episode. So a few guests who are on board showing up are Chris from Gentleman's Nod. He doesn't know this yet, but I'd like to have Ben from House of Mammoth on just to talk a little bit about his accolades. That could be a short segment. He doesn't have to.
He just comes in with like a championship belt with like a perfume bottle in the middle. Like, or this, the golden pear has been smelted into a gold chain, you know,
and he wears around his neck.
And he has the grill, you know, with like little pears in it.
Yes. And I kind of also hope to have Ben on and then have Rob from Chisel and Hound come back on and just have them go at it. They're a hoot to watch interact. Come over to the, I mentioned the Discord earlier, come over to Discord and watch Ben and Rob interact. They're great. We also have hopefully all, but at least we'll have some of the members of the Canadian Mafia show, which is a wet shaving, bi-weekly wet shaving show over on Instagram, a live show on Instagram. Some great guys there to have them on. They're fellow hobbyists. I feel like we can, you know, get them into the nitty gritty of some stuff. And these are not all the guests, but one more for sure is Shane from Blackland Razors. They actually have a new razor coming out real soon. So I think I'd like to time it so when he's on, he can talk a little bit about after that razor's launch. I believe it's called the Osprey, an adjustable razor. You're gonna see him again, third time, and he's always so knowledgeable, and I'm always just interested to hear what they got cooking over there in Blackland. So those are some of the guests that you guys can look forward to, and of course, kind of topical episodes like today. And again, I don't think we're trying to paint it as negativity, but just different aspects of the hobby. In general, I feel like I'm a pretty positive person. So make sure I keep that reputation, Gerard. All right, guys. Well, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. You can find Gerard on Instagram at Hey Gerard Shaves. You can find me on tons of social platforms under Latherhog Instagram. If you want to hit me up, always look for a conversation. You can find this podcast, of course, on your favorite podcast provider, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. And of course, over on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Latherhog, youtube.com/Latherhog. I'm a little rusty, as I mentioned before. But
there we go.
One other thing, you can also find Lather Talk merch and help support the show on our Etsy page. T-shirts, I believe coasters are new. Gerard has
one. I have one. I was using it.
Yeah, there you go. He has one. I've yet to order one for myself because it's that new. It's that new, guys. And I think we're going to, if there's interest, I would definitely love to hear back from you guys. If you guys want to see a sweatshirt, we can add a sweatshirt for hoodie. I'm thinking specifically a hoodie offering, because who doesn't love a good kind of snuggly, comfortable, lived-in hoodie? And I think we can throw that out for you. So anyway, that's just one way you can also help support this podcast. We just enjoy it and appreciate you guys for just tuning in. So thank you again. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll catch you next episode.
Peace.
Take care.